emergency. We just been robbed.
We got him out of the car and cuffed him.
I start hearing a beep. His eyes just got real wide.
A potential hostage sent into the bank with an explosive around their neck. Something like this had never happened before in the history of the FBI.
For being a small town, Erie has its share of bizarre events, but there is nothing that raised so many questions as this case.
The call was made to the pizza shop at 1:30. Brian Wells drove to the site where the pizzas were to be delivered.
The man told police that he was forced to rob the bank.
The FBI believe that whoever built the collar is patient and secretive.
Brian Wells said he was supposed to go on a scavenger hunt.
And he was supposed to go from point A to point B to point C, where the keys would be given him to release this bomb.
This made worldwide news.
The purpose of the pizza bomber plot? Money.
How could this happen? Who's the mastermind?
Police, what's your emergency?
Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host Elias Rouse. Today we have a fresh, yes, you've heard it first, a fresh take on Netflix's original Evil Genius, the true story of America's most diabolical bank heist miniseries. So this series is about the extraordinary story of the pizza bomber heist and the FBI's investigation into a bizarre collection of suspects. So, Evil Genius, my first impressions of the first two episodes. Whoa. A lot of things to sort out, but from a crime golden age crime drama standpoint, this is up there. Many people remember Making a Murderer coming out, I think it was 1 or 2 years ago. This has a very similar feel and context of how the story unfolds. This Evil Genius Netflix original series, It's compelling as hell. I would say I would totally recommend it. I'm kind of trying to dance around it spoiler free first, just for anyone that hasn't seen it yet. I would definitely recommend it. The only gripes I would have about it, they kind of have repeated media. They only have so much media available on the crimes, so occasionally you'll see some of the same photos repeated, some of the same videos repeated. They have tons of audio and tons of information, and the way they lay it out is impeccably well. It's just a lot of information, and they sort it all in a way that it feels like you, the audience, are going along the crime drama. You are solving the case with the detectives. So, the first episode really sets up just one strand of the entire storyline, and it kind of jumps around between two different crimes that are happening and how they might be linked together. So, the overall feeling that it gives is, that you kind of feel like a Sherlock Holmes. If you really feel like you're going on a journey of, learning about a bank heist. The only thing I would say, like I said, they have only so much media and material. They kind of go to the cliche well of when someone's talking on audio or on a phone, everyone knows they either show the outside of a jail cell or they show a tape rolling. And it provides good visuals in the back, but I'm kind of ready for different ways to show people on the phone or people talking when they don't have the actual visuals for it. The media they do have, it works really well. They have a lot of media like regarding the history of the suspects of the bank heist that's going on. They have you know, a lot of background information on them. But I'd say the current information they have on the suspects that are involved in the heist as of episode 2 is not terribly recent. A lot of them either, you know, they don't have a lot of archive footage for them. They don't have a lot of stuff because they're in, someone's in jail. They might, some might be dead. This, that, the other. But yeah, so I've really enjoyed this for these first two episodes. I've already barely started episode 3 because I was like, I need to see more. And I'm a little bit bummed that it's only 4 episodes, but it keeps it really nice and tight, unlike Making a Murderer, which I felt like it was elongated a little bit, just stretched out just a tad bit, but they definitely had a lot more to go with on Making a Murderer. They have more recent footage. They have people that are still alive, that they have interviews, and they have a lot, just much more footage of the individuals to go through, to sift for, I don't know, 10, 11 episodes or however many it was. On the scale of crime, you know, true original crime dramas, docuseries or something like that, whatever these specific types of true crime series are called, this is number one for me is no doubt The Jinx. I've never been blown away anymore from any true crime series ever. That literally blew my socks off. The very last line of that is worth, the very last line of that is worth watching the entire 6 hours in like one binge. It is insane. So I've never had a docuseries hit me that hard on the very last line. So Evil Genius hits right up there with how interesting and how compelling the story is. I do feel this slight guilt whenever these series come on, because I feel like sometimes these deaths are being used for views or something like that, and people's lives, livelihoods are being put on screen for us, our entertainment, and it's, you know, it's a little bit iffy, and if you think about it too hard, it might get you, and you might feel that it might be just a little exploitive and to, you know, the individual's lives. But they do try to cover a fair balance between the two, the whether they think someone's guilty or not. They don't try to lean too far in on something unless they have concrete evidence. I did notice one or two clues that are laid out between the first two episodes and I guess maybe just a tad bit of the third. I had already figured out two clues that that probably could have been linked together a little bit sooner. So they might have only had about 2 solid episodes of 2 hours of this true crime, and they kind of stretched it out to 3.5. So you know, that I guess that that would explain why there's so much repeated footage and so many repeated photos of individuals and suspects and footage and that type of thing. I think the intro to this show is creepy as hell. I almost have to skip it every time because it gives me the heebie-jeebs when I have to see that lady do the transformation from smiling to you know, staring and frowning, and it's just creepy. She is scary as hell. These things just give me the heebie-jeebs after watching the true crime docs. The Jinx, oh my gosh, get heebie-jeebs. The Making a Murderer wasn't so much the heebie-jeebs, but it was a compelling story to the point where it was a compelling story, and it was relevant to the time. Like, it was actually happening around the time that it was released, and so it felt like we were a little almost involved in it ourselves and knowing, you know, about these true crimes. I'm trying not to give too much information about Making a Murder if you hadn't seen it, but I'd say Evil Genius is right above it, just on the scale of the docuseries, just because I think of how much time it takes up. Making a murder just takes just slightly more time and a little bit more effort, but I mean, it's still just as compelling. I'm definitely going to go back and do a more in-depth coverage, part two to this, just so that we can cover the last two episodes, 3 and 4, and our final impressions of the show. But so far, it's been so good. I'm like craving to, I'm itching to watch it right now. I'm like, oh my god, I'm again. I'm real excited about seeing the last two episodes. Anything else? I think I might have had one or two things. The music, definitely, it's not the best music I've ever heard, but it's definitely compelling enough where it gives, like I said, it gives this chill factor at the right times when they're showing, footage from places that people have, you know, been found or deceased, or just old archive footage that it's in standard, and they have the black bars on the side. Just sometimes looks scary because they just put like, you don't even need a filter. It's just like, oh my gosh, it's such terrible quality. No, but it's an ever twisting plot is what I wrote last night. I guess that works, if that makes sense. The characters, the plot is, I guess, relatively, since it's only four episodes, you can tell that it doesn't have a very long plot. You know, it's probably going to get to the point, hopefully by the fourth episode. But it's not just the plot that's interesting, it's the characters in it. Almost every person they interview is, pretty interesting, I would say, on the non-detective side. Like, all the detectives, basically reporters, detectives, they're all very generic, basic, kind of nothing too interesting about them. But the characters, the suspects, the unusual suspects, they're the ones that are you're here to see. It's highly bingeable. Like I said earlier, anyone could finish this in a day. I was hoping it was going to be about 4 to 6 episodes, not just 4 episodes. So, maybe that'll keep it tight and, not have too much, baggage on it. Like, I wouldn't say Making a Murder had baggage on it. It just had just more footage. That's strictly it. But yeah, so really interested. Finish it. Check it out. We'll do more of a spoiler review of our impressions of how they're handling the case and how it wrapped up in another podcast with Evil Genius episodes 3 and 4 and a wrap up. So thank you for listening. Rate, share, subscribe. I appreciate everyone listening worldwide. Lucky Dog Podcast, we have everyone listening. Find us on YouTube, SoundCloud, Google Play, SoundCloud, all the popular podcasts. So thank you for listening.
There was a lot of tips coming in, but no smoking gun.
We didn't have DNA, fingerprints.
The bomb had wires that didn't mean anything to prevent the bomb squad from tampering with it.
Did you make the bomb?
No.
Liar.
It's a bank robbery, but it's a scavenger hunt. Guy has a cane gun, and it was actually loaded.
Who put this in motion?
I did nothing.
Who actually said, hey, let's rob a bank?
She laughed about it. She says, I got away with it.
Was Wells a victim or participant?
When you have a bomb off to your neck,
it became a diabolical game to them.
Episodes, 1 through 3. Kelly's impressions.
I think it's a good show. I like it. I hate that it's only, you said it's only 4 episodes?
4 episodes.
And then that's it. It's over and done.
No. Mm-hmm.
Evil Genius is gone.
Done. Forever. Forever.
I like it. I like it a lot.
So, what were your impressions watching the first couple episodes? Try if you can, 1, 2, and 3.
The
They kind of run. Fuck. Yeah. Okay.
She's guilty. She's full of shit. I don't know. I love shows like this. But right. For me, I'm just always like, throw everyone in fucking jail.
Oh, wow.
Throw everyone in jail. As soon as Bill Rothstein is like, well, I helped her pick up her boyfriend's dead body, throw his ass in jail until he dies.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
I mean, accessory to murder.
Yeah. Fucking minimum. Walking around, not being charged with that shit. It's fucking insane.
That was kind of ridiculous. Yeah.
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 He admits to taking the body from her home.
Yeah.
To his.
Mm-hmm.
Into his freezer.
Right. And talking about going to get a meat grinder or a meat, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, to buy time.
Yeah.
To buy time.
Shut the hell up. These
my impression for the first few was, I guess I was a little agitated.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like the cops are just fucking stupid.
I don't know. They seem just a little slow to the come up, you know? Just because these are dumb criminals.
As soon as the motherfucker looks at me, he's like, I'm the smartest one in this room. I'm like, okay, well, let's put you in a cell.
All right, this guy's
well, then
it.
You don't need to fucking be out here, bud.
Oh, that is it.
I still like it, but I think it's a really good show.
Yeah, so when I was first watching the first couple episodes, this is going to be added on to the first bit that I've already recorded. I talked about the technical aspects. I thought that they kind of they used a lot of the same photos and stuff like that, mm-hmm. And I thought that they kind of have a limited amount of photos and videos of the people.
Yeah.
They that was my only gripe about it.
Same pictures over and over again.
Right. Right. And a lot of audio
and
in the back.
All the ones of her, she looks fucking crazy.
She's like, who?
She looks like a crazy woman.
Who? What? I didn't really see the correlation between Rothstein and Marjorie's case and the pizza bomber at first. I was like, where is this going? For the first, like, maybe half hour, because it kind of does this weird editing switch where it's showing the pizza bomber. And then it shows Marjorie and Rothstein in the murder case, and it's like these happen close in proximity, but it was weird at first for how they were coming together, you know?
I thought the only thing that made the show extend as long as it could was them not realizing the fucking blue van.
Right. And I thought that the blue van was a connection.
It should have been at the very beginning.
At the beginning of episode one.
It should have been. Because the guy was like, oh, I saw a van.
Yeah.
The
you saw a guy. Me. You saw.
The guy saw me and kind of was weary, so he turned around and left.
Yeah.
Why you didn't chase him?
Yeah. You saw the guy. You saw a suspect. You know? And he was like, yeah, I saw a guy. And then when he's like, looks at the van on the recording, he's like, yep, that's the van. It's like, dude, you should be like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I was just like, he was really underwhelmed. He's like, yep, that's the van.
That's him.
Yeah. But you had Agent Jason Wick.
Damn.
On the case.
Jason Wick.
Yeah. Yeah, he was gonna go take some bad motherfuckers down. I had cut the recording a little bit off at when I was watching the end of 2 and a little bit of the beginning of 3. I didn't get to talk about my impressions of 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think episode 3 is probably the best episode. Mm-hmm. It's the one that reveals probably the most information.
Before the cops actually doing their job.
They either really come in, they're like, okay, all of the investigation and all of the evidence is all leading in one direction, and that's to these crazy motherfuckers,
mm-hmm.
these dumb motherfuckers. And Cocaine Barnes or Cocaine Chris or whatever that
Cocaine
Ken. He just spilled the beans. He literally is just spilling the beans.
Well, with the name like Cocaine
Ken,
you need to be in jail.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was bound to happen with that kind of
mm-hmm.
Attitude. But
he called himself that. He didn't, you know, someone else didn't give him that nickname. Fucker called himself that. One, he's stupid. Two, just put him in a cell.
Yeah, he was just like, lock me up. Lock me up, Judge. So, yeah, I can see how why this is wrapping up fairly soon.
Mm.
I couldn't see this being 6 episodes. Otherwise, it might be showing us the same photos for another extra, like, episode. I've seen so many pictures of Bill Rothstein. I feel like I know his entire life story now. Every it's like they have like 10 photos of Bill and they keep showing him.
His friend who was like the guy who said something about, I thought, you know, I've known this guy for 30 plus years.
Oh yeah.
Now I feel like I don't know my best friend. Right. He reminds me of an actor.
Which one?
The guy that he's one of the cops on Superbad.
Oh, you're thinking of Bill Hader?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He looks like him.
What?
Yeah.
Doesn't Bill Hader have, like, black hair, like, dark hair?
I know, but I'm talking about his face.
Yeah, well, sorry about that, Bill. His face.
He did. If it shows him in the next one,
oh my gosh,
pay attention. If not, then when we're done, I want you to go back to 3 and look at the picture of him and Bill Rothstein, because he looks just like the fucking actor.
You mean Bill Hader?
No.
You said Bill Rothstein.
He's in the picture with Bill Rothstein on the show.
Oh, there's a photo.
And when I saw that photo, I was like,
oh,
what does that look like? He looks like
an older photo of that guy. Oh, okay. So that you might be right.
Not now. Yeah, like back at
when. Okay. I was like,
Bill
what?
Rothstein when they were younger.
Like, Bill Hader's not that old.
No, I know
Oh my goodness. Okay, so
anyways,
Marjorie is a crazy ass.
Yeah, she probably is addicted to Xanax too.
In jail or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, you can get fucking pills in jail, trust me, yeah.
Okay, I don't know. What have you been in jail? You know hard people in jail?
Kelly, no.
She's like, I'm from Screets.
I'm from Screets. It's not hard to have, like...
Yeah, there's corrupt people.
Exactly.
There's
corrupt fucking cops in there, probably.
Yeah.
Getting fucking blowjobs.
Whoa.
Like, yeah.
Whoa.
Blow me, I'll get you some Xans,
no.
Girl.
Stop. Jeez, it took a turn. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, well, you want to talk shit.
It's like, what? No one even asked that. All right, that's it. Back on topic. All right.
She reminds me of someone's mother, and that lady has been addicted to Xanax my entire fucking life, and that's exactly how she acts.
All right, that's what makes me say that. All right, so... You can see some craziness in her.
Yeah.
So I thought this is a good one. It's been crazy. I did say at the beginning of my cast, I felt a little bit bad kind of like exploiting these people's lives, you know, for entertainment value. Like, these are real people's lives, and we're kind of like sitting here like, whoa, this is so crazy, man. This is so awesome. And, you know,
they have it put on Netflix.
I don't know if they have to like sign off on having their information on Netflix or
it's
public.
They signed off to have themselves recorded in the very beginning.
Well, I guess.
We don't know where this could go. Can we still record you? Yeah, sure. Sign a piece of paper.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure if that's how that works. But
I don't know.
Not only the legal routes, but like, is it right for us to actually be doing this to watch people's real lives, you know?
And have an opinion?
Well, not just have an opinion. Remember how you felt when that explosion went off on that guy? Mm-hmm. Like, I literally saw you jump.
Yeah.
Like, I probably jumped like that when I first watched it, too. And that's when I realized that it was going to be real shit.
Yeah, it's not acting.
Yeah. But we're, like, paying to watch this. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a little different if we're going to a movie. But ultimately, it's the same thing in terminology. Like going to a movie and seeing someone get blown up on the Deadpool movie is much different than seeing someone... actually get blown up, but either way we're still paying $10.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Does it feel weird?
It felt weird because he was just sitting there talking all calm, and then the beeping started and he started to get a little frantic, and then boom. So it just felt very real because it was.
Right.
It wasn't acting.
Right. I'm saying,
I think after hearing that Marjorie said something about, do you think we didn't measure his neck for the collar?
Right.
Like, it makes me think that how calm he was. Like, he probably had a lot to do with it.
Maybe. Yeah. The only thing that sounds like we're missing is that he might have been in on it.
No, I think he was.
And the other pizza guy.
Because he died?
Yeah.
What did he die from?
Overdose, I think.
Which, someone else can overdose you, though.
I know. That's what I was about to say.
I think he had a lot to do with it because of how calm he was. Like, hey, guys, if y'all would just go get these keys, we can get this shit off me.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know where the fuck they are.
The thing is, they did see there was a struggle. They did see that there was an ass ton of instructions. If he was in on it, he wouldn't need all those instructions. Unless they just were planning on the cops for looking at those. You know? If those are solely for the cops. Because almost everything...
I wonder if he was in on it. If there was like a point in time where it was like, hey, let's not really make this thing where it can detonate. Let's just have it there to make people think that it's for real.
Right.
And Bill ended up like actually fucking him up.
Right. I mean, they did say that the shrap metal that they had in there didn't go off precisely the way it was supposed to,
mm-hmm.
you know? But there was enough that some did penetrate his chest, and that's what killed him.
Yeah.
Do you think they actually meant to have the bomb not kill him and just actually go off, though?
Probably.
Because that would make sense why he didn't do it too deep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do want to hear where this bomb was made. I guess Bill's definitely the one that seems to be the mastermind of the bomb. Sounds like Marjorie might be the mastermind of the bank heist. What is Ken Barnes? He's the one that needs the money from Marjorie.
I don't know, because now that they've said that at one point she owed him money.
Right.
She owed him money, and so she was like, "No, I'm not going to pay you back," and so he robbed her. So he got his money back.
Right. And
so what does letting him in on the heist got to do with anything?
He might want more.
But she don't owe it to him anymore.
I don't know. Maybe she's holding something over her that is implying that, you know? So, I'm like...
I can't see. Only crazy crackhead motherfuckers would act this way over getting some fucking money.
Oh, yeah. And, well, the thing is that everyone's sticking with this solid number of, like, $250,000. Do you know how many times we've heard this $250,000? Yeah. Like, Ken Barnes said that she said that she wanted the money to pay off to kill her dad. And he said, $250,000, and I want $100,000 up front.
Yeah.
And so that could have been some triggering factor or some sort of motive. She also was robbed by Ken. A time in between that I think is way before the heist. Right.
I think the time that she owed him money and he robbed her was probably before.
Yeah, definitely.
She asked him to kill her father.
Right, right. And so I don't know. There's definitely a wider range of individuals that are in on this heist than just the give or take the pizza guy, Bill Rothstein, and Marjorie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's his face? The guy that was staying with Bill, the freaking rapist guy. He's already in prison, but they seem to get like no information from him. You know,
his roommate.
The roommate of Bill. Bill's roommate.
I know that they said something about Bill. Something popped up about Bill's roommate, but I don't remember what it was. What did he do?
He did. He abused a paralyzed individual.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up. So they should definitely tax like another body onto his life sentence of whatever he's getting.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking terrible individual. But yeah, I've been blown away by almost every twist and every turn of this investigation. And we've literally, does it not feel like we've been, like, going along, like, investigating with the team?
Yeah.
The way that's been laid out. Are there any complaints about it you have? I did say there's a lot of repeated footage. And, like, the blue van, I caught that way early when two reporters said that.
I wish that we could actually have, like, recorded stuff from when Marjorie was in jail.
Yeah.
They record a lot of shit in jail. You mean she ain't made a single fucking phone call?
They did. There's everything with her phone calls have
with
been
her lawyers and shit. I get, but like, so she hasn't called anyone else outside of her lawyer.
I don't know. If
I bet you she has, and I think it would be pretty. Yeah.
I don't know.
When you're in fucking prison, you don't have a right to privacy.
I don't know.
No, they record all of your phone calls.
And they use it against you.
If you're talking about shit, yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
If you go to prison for like,
I'm sure they have it.
The bank robbery, and then you're in prison, and you keep claiming, "Oh, I'm falsely accused. I didn't do this." But then 2 years into prison, you're talking to someone. You're like, "Yeah, I fucking did it. Ha ha, stupid fuckers. I'm about to get out." You're not fucking getting out. They record all of that shit.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because she literally was talking at her ass about it. She can't keep her mouth shut.
That's what makes me think, like, this crazy stupid bitch is fucking guilty. Because if a smart, like, mindful person who, like, understands, oh, fuck, I'm gonna get caught, they learn to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, she's clearly talked to, I think it sounds like she's shared a room with several women, and they all report back very similar stories of her being involved, not only with the James Roden of killing her boyfriend, but also the pizza bomber.
It's just funny to keep calling it a pizza bomber.
I know, it's such a terrible name for it because it's so dark, and that does not sound like it fits for it at all.
I mean, why is it not just called the bank heist, like, throughout the whole thing, instead of... He was a pizza delivery man, but yeah. It had nothing to do with him robbing a bank. It was just his occupation.
No, he was robbing a bank.
I know that. Him being a pizza delivery man had nothing to do with him wanting to rob a bank.
Yeah, they don't really say, like, if it's a fireman, then the fireman...
The fireman bomber?
The fireman bomber or something like that. Yeah, I understand that. If you just say pizza or like... I don't know. If you say, like, Chinese...
Someone Taco Bell, are we going to call him the Taco Bomber?
Yeah, the Taco Bell...
It's just fucking stupid. Bomber. It's a stupid fucking name.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's
dumb.
is there anything else? The thing is, it rhymes, and it just doesn't... It makes it stand out. If you're, like, bank heist, the pizza mystery bomber, it's like, what the heck is going on? From, like, a standpoint of, like, looking at a news, if it's being advertised to you, you're like, what the hell? Just putting pizza on it just sounds crazy. So yeah.
When I hear pizza bomber, I think of somebody throwing pizzas.
Alright, that's it.
I don't think of
you've lost your privileges. Alright. What are your predictions for this last episode? Are we gonna get a satisfying wrap up?
I think so. I hope so. Damn it, I was hoping you had already seen 4 because I was going to get you just to tell me.
Oh, really? You know I wasn't going to tell you. Get that out of here.
I don't think that she's going to admit to anything.
Yeah.
Or...
still dance around.
If she does, I think it'll be accidental.
She's admitted to facts that only inside no one would know except the bombers. Like, having 2-timers and, you know... multiple things, very specific details.
I feel like that conversation, though, came out of nowhere. Because it showed the one guy who was, like, talking about how their ride was going, and we had...
in that weird conversation about them saying, yeah, we were just a little family. Was that not weird?
No, didn't say it's like we're a family. He said it's like... He's like, once they got her in the car and, like, got her comfortable, she acted like she was just riding around with her family. Like, it was just a casual ride.
That was a weird, like, clip, though, right?
And then the other guy pops up and is, like, out of nowhere, just starts saying how she started talking about there was 2-timers. And in my mind, it felt like it jumped to that.
Yeah,
and
it felt like a weird edit.
I would have liked to have heard the lead up to that.
I would have liked to heard the audio in the car. Like, what the fuck was...
Why was that not being fucking recorded?
I don't know.
If it was, why are we not able to hear it and watch it? That would have made the show better.
Yeah.
That would have made it a lot better.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. Maybe they weren't recording. Maybe it doesn't sound good with people munching on the mic.
Probably not. I mean, probably not. You're probably right. But then again...
It still would be great to have now.
It would be great to have, because it's his word against hers.
Replay it. Replay.
His
replay.
Word against hers, and although I know she's a stupid, crazy bitch, how do I know he's not full of shit?
Yeah, what if he was, like, munching on one of those delicious, like, pretzels, and he's like, and she's like, I did it! And he's like, can't hear it when she's, and he's like, what'd you say?
What?
And she's like, oh, I didn't say nothing. You know, I didn't say nothing.
What?
When they're munching on the pretzels, and she admits to doing it, and they can't hear it because the crunch is too loud. It's too crunchy, and it was too dank.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
It was too dank.
You're dumb.
It's.
Thank you.
Have
you
ever?
Saying something stupid.
Oh my gosh! What?
Made me not feel as bad.
Oh my gosh! No. All right. Sorry, there's someone, it sounds like they're mowing their lawn and trees with how close they are around here. Jeez, so close. All right, so is there anything else? Predictions? We're going to get a nice wrap-up.
I don't have a prediction. It's fucking four episodes.
It's four episodes.
Not worth making a prediction. I just want to finish watching it.
I hope it's satisfying, because it's been a crazy freaking ride. That's all I got to say. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.
Take it easy.